Welcome back to the NRV Business Spotlight on the WRAD Talk Network. Once again, New River Radio and Digital General Manager, Paul Johnson.
Welcome back to Business Spotlight. We appreciate you having the radio on this morning. Interesting conversation coming up with a name you might recognize. Paul Van Wagner is my guest. Paul, for many years, was the host on ESPN Radio, ESPN Blacksburg. Yeah. We'll talk a little bit about that. And he's not there anymore, and it might surprise you where he's gone if you don't know. First of all, Paul, welcome.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here. This feels natural for some reason.
Yeah, that's right. So, again, let's go back to ESPN Blacksburg. Right. You were there for quite some time.
8 years, yeah. Moved here in January of 2016 from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Got tired of snow.
Right.
I tell that all the time, and people say, well, we get snow here. And I just shake my head and say, no, you don't.
Well, it was funny. Last year was my first winter back in Virginia.
Okay.
And I remember posting on Facebook at one point, got our first blizzard of the year.
Yeah.
And it was just a light dusting of snow.
Still see grass poking out. Yeah.
That's exactly right. So, so again, sports talk radio, sports kind of your passion?
Radio was my passion. You know, I kind of fancy myself a chameleon. Over my radio career, oh goodness, top 40, news talk, country rock, sports talk, obviously, classic hits for quite a while also. So, I mean, if it's something in radio outside of smooth jazz, I probably have broadcast a show, you know, with it. So I loved radio. It was fun for, you know, goodness, 25 years.
Right.
You know, I started out, it kind of a funny story. I had graduated from college with a law enforcement degree.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately decided I did not want to do anything in law enforcement. So I worked for basically a knockoff UPS, for lack of a better term, called Airborne Express.
Yeah, remember that.
Yeah, yeah. I think they've been absorbed four or five times now by different companies. And I actually delivered to our local radio station up in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. And I stopped in one day, and I knew the guys from, you know, college and going out to the bars and them doing live broadcasts and stuff like that. And I was talking to the morning show co-host of the Top 40 station, and I said, you guys got anything, you know, part-time? I'll sweep floors or anything like that. I make enough money doing this that I pay my bills. I'm just looking for, you know, some beer money, some pocket cash.
Right.
And they told me, they said, well, John Bell in our AM station might be looking for a board op for high school sports. I said, well, I don't know what a board op is, but I'm interested.
Yeah, that's right.
And so John got a hold of me. He's the one that gave me my start in radio. He's no longer with us, unfortunately, but he gave me my start. It was a different time back then. There wasn't a whole lot of PC conversations going on in the radio station, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, yeah, this is awesome. I love this.
Right.
So I had been doing that. I started in October. In February of, I guess it was 99, I was board opping a NASCAR race. And the general manager of the station at the time, Jeff Delvaux, came in. It was a Saturday afternoon. And I said to him, I said, can I talk to you real quick? And he said, I need to run up to my office. When I come back, I have 3 minutes. You can have them.
Wow.
And so he went up, did whatever he had to do, came back down, and he plopped down across from me, and he goes, what do you want? And I said, I really like this. I could see myself doing this for the rest of my life. I want to work here full time. And he paused for a second. He goes, okay, let me think about it. And he got up and he walked out. That was the entire conversation.
You didn't even use the whole 3 minutes.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, I didn't even need the whole 3 minutes. So he gave me a bunch of tasks over the next 5 months that, you know, I had to do for free.
Right.
And, you know, that was, again,
another hurdles, the pledge period,
you know. Exactly. You know, and I figured out that most of it I could do while I was actually on the clock. I just had to, you know, work my time correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did all of those things. And in June of 99, he said, I've got a sales job open. And I said, oh, man, I don't want to do sales.
Right, yes,
I want to be on the air, you know, that's the fun stuff. But I took it.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing training for a week. And training back then, you'll appreciate this, mm-hmm. was a rolly cart with 20-some how-to-sell radio VHS tapes.
Oh, how about
right?
that?
Yeah. And he said, start at one.
Right.
When you get to 20, go back to one and just keep on doing it. Just keep on doing it. And I had gone through them two times, and I was sitting there just taking notes one day, and our production director at the time came up, and kind of the way it was set up, she came up the stairs. She said, good morning, Paul. I said, good morning, Jen. And she turned and walked into Jeff's office. 30 seconds later, I hear screaming, yelling.
Her or him?
Both. Both. They were having a knockdown, drag-out discussion yeah. about something. And I got up and snuck downstairs. I was like, I don't know what's going on, but I don't want to be part of this, right? Yep. About maybe 5-10 minutes later, she came back downstairs and walked out of the radio station.
Forever and ever.
Right. Mm-hmm. I sat there for a couple minutes. I was like, okay, it's probably safe to go back up. So I walked my way back upstairs. And the way the hallway worked was Jeff could see everybody that came up the hallway.
Okay.
And he goes, Paul, come here. I'm going, what did I do?
Am I next?
Yeah, right? Like, I've only been here for 4 days. Mm-hmm. Like, and I walk, he goes, shut the door. So of course, now heart's beating out of my chest. Of course. I'm thinking, I just started this job. I'm going to lose it. Sit down. He says to me, he goes, Jen just resigned. She's leaving. I need a production director. And I said, well, Jeff, I don't know anything about being a production director. He said, it's fine. We'll train you. I need to
comes
know.
In with a series of tapes.
Watch these. I didn't even get taped. That was baptism by fire.
Yeah.
He said, it's Thursday. Go home. Talk to, she was my girlfriend at the time, mm-hmm. ex-wife now. He said, talk to her and let's give me a decision tomorrow. So I went home. We had a discussion. She liked the idea of a salary versus, you know, straight commission. So I went back on Friday. I said, okay, I'll take the job. He goes, great, be here Monday morning at 8. And that was it.
That's how your radio career started.
That's how the radio career
began. You know, I mean, it's not an unusual story.
No.
The, you know, association with a radio station through some other business, but saying, hey, I'd love to come, you know, I mean, that's how it was back in those days. So 25 years later, almost, you decide to make a little change.
Yeah, it got to the point where it just wasn't fun anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'll pull the curtain back for those that don't know. A lot of us in radio, we don't make a killing, you know.
Yes.
We make enough to pay our bills, but you know, that might be it. And if you're not getting rich, you at least need to have fun while you're at work.
Right. Yeah.
And it became not fun. For a myriad of reasons.
Of course.
And so I said, "You know what? I was doing the Southern Roofing and Restoration thing for about 7 or 8 months part-time. It was kind of my side hustle. And I talked to Garrison, our owner, and I said, you know, I think we need to do this full-time.
Right.
And so December 31st, I had all of my stuff packed up in my office. And January 1st, I started doing the roofing thing full-time.
Yeah.
So
this is not brand new for
you.
You had been involved with Southern Roofing and Restoration for a while.
Yeah, for probably, well, so I started doing it part-time with Garrison in February of, what was it, 22, I guess. No, 23.
So you knew the basic lingo, the basic ins and outs.
I was a danger to myself and any potential client at that point.
At that point, right.
Yeah. So,
this is Paul Van Wagner, Southern Roofing and Restoration. Let's talk about the company now. Southern Roofing and Restoration. General overview of who you work for now, Paul.
So Garrison Brown started the company 6 years ago. He got into the roofing business as a storm chaser, and he would be gone for 8 months a year, you know, find a big storm, hit the area where it was affected, and then you just kind of start going house to house and, you know, helping people fix the things that they need, doing the insurance thing for them, you know, because most people, you know, and this isn't a dig or a slight, but most people have no clue what's going on the top of their house.
Of course.
You know, as long as there's not rain coming in, they are happy.
Well, most of us usually don't find out about it for one of two reasons. What you just said,
yep.
we have a leak.
Yeah.
Or they try to sell their house.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And somebody says, that needs a new roof.
That needs a new roof, yeah. And so he did that for about 15 years.
Okay.
And he kind of saw that things in the industry weren't exactly up to par.
Okay.
And I think we're going to talk about that here in a little while. But he said, I can do this different, and I can do it better, where the homeowner gets everything that they're supposed to get. I can make some money doing it, but it's an honest relationship.
Right.
It's not based on deception or BS, for a lack of a better term. And so he started Southern Roofing and Restoration. We, along with another company in the area, are trying to change the narrative of what the roofing industry looks like, because for so long...
So is there a paradigm or a perception out there that's a roofing guy?
I'll just say it. I hate roofers.
Yeah.
There is...
Because most people, they may go 20 years and never buy a roof.
Right,
you
exactly.
know? So
exactly.
It's one thing to say, well, this is something I buy all the time, and my interaction is always uncomfortable.
Right.
I didn't know that perception existed,
it does.
I guess, is
it
what
does.
I'm saying.
You know, and all roofers are the same. We hear that a lot. Mm-hmm. All roofers are the same. Well, no, that's not exactly the case. There are some of us out there that are trying to do this right. There are still those out there that'll, you know... sell you a lifetime warranty on your roof, which isn't, by the way, if anyone tries to sell you that, run. You know, they'll tell you what they need to tell you to put a new roof on your house.
Okay.
You know, sometimes they'll tell you, well, we don't need to take all the shingles off, or, you know, we need to change a bunch of deck boards because they're bad. Well, did they give you pictures of it? Do you know? Because again, you're not going to get up there. It's not what you do on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
In fact, most people should not get on your roof.
Yeah, of course.
And, you know, there are individuals out there that know that and will try to take advantage of people.
So, I mean, can a homeowner go out in their driveway, look back at their house, and tell?
Sometimes you can. Sometimes you can't.
I mean, obviously, if the shingles are in terrible condition.
Right, or they're missing or something like that, then obviously, yeah, you've got a problem. There are little tricks that we use to, you know, figure out whether or not the roof is in good shape or not. I wouldn't recommend that people get up on their roof and do this because, you know, you could make it worse, but you can bend a shingle back. If it lays back down slowly, your roof is good.
Hmm.
If it stays up or it breaks,
it's a sign of age, a sign of wear.
Exactly. Look in your gutters. Are there a bunch of pebbles in your gutters? If you don't see a bunch of pebbles, that means that, you know, for the most part, your roof is still in pretty decent shape.
So the pebbles are coming off of the shingles.
Coming off the shingles, correct. Yeah. Now, of course, these are not be-all, end-alls, but when I get up on a roof, those are the first two things I look at.
Right.
I will grab a corner of a shingle and bend it. If it lays back down, we're probably okay. I'm going to do some more inspection.
Sure.
But, you know, I'm going into that roof immediately thinking there probably isn't much of an issue here outside of something being installed incorrectly or a leak that someone has.
Right.
You know, the age of the roof itself is still good.
Right. Paul Van Wagner, Southern Roofing and Restoration. So as a homeowner, again, the only time I ever bought a roof was when I was trying to sell a house.
Right.
And a home inspector came in and said, that house needs a new roof.
Yep.
I mean, am I bound by that? Or should I get a roofer to come in and, you know, should I get a second opinion?
You're never bound by it. Mm-hmm. But what's going to happen is that the buyer, if you're the seller, the buyer is going to say, well, it needs a new roof. I'm spending, you know, let's just say $200,000. If any realtors are laughing, that you all know that that's you're probably not going to find a house for that. But, you know, I'm spending $200,000 on this house, and now I got to put, you know, a $15,000 roof on it.
Yep.
You know, I don't want to do that. So a lot of times they'll use it as a negotiating tool.
Sure.
You know, home sellers will end up trying to find that guy. We call him Chuck in a truck.
Okay.
You know, it's you and I with a pickup truck and two hammers and you know, yeah, we can put a roof on your house for you, you know, and we'll do it for, you know, $6,000.
And we'll do your electrical, too.
Right, yeah, exactly.
You know, what else you need done
exactly. You need your shrubs trimmed. What else can we do for you? You know, and those are the people that I warn everyone of. You know, those are the people that are going to say to you, I'm going to give you a lifetime warranty. And that's it's a scam. It's you know, you have a warranty. It's usually about 20% of the value of the shingles on your roof, you know, so just in 15 years that, you know, I'm just using simple math here, that $10,000 roof you put on has a value according to the warranty of $2,000.
Wow.
You know,
yeah.
And in 15 years, how much does it cost to put that $10,000 roof back on your house? Maybe
that's
double,
exactly right.
You know, so that's the fun part of the lifetime warranty. We're able to offer something much better at Southern Roofing and Restoration through our partnership with GAF, the shingle company. So I encourage people to get a hold of me. I'd love to talk to them about that.
Is it possible to put an average on how long should a roof last? A standard shingled roof.
Well, technology has exponentially grown over the last few years with the roofing industry. We offer a 50-year warranty on your roof, non-prorated through GAF. And we and GAF believe that that roof will last you for 50 years. Now, if you had a roof put on 10 years ago, the technology wasn't there.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can get 20, 25 years out of a roof. I took one off here. Well, I say I did. Our guys took one off in Roanoke probably about 3 weeks ago. They got 32 years out of the roof.
Wow.
You know, and it wasn't in terrible shape. They just said, you know, we know that the house was built this year.
Mm-hmm.
We know this is the original roof. We just want to take care of it so we don't have to mess with it ever again.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And in that case, great. Be happy to help them out, you know, and we did. And we got them a roof that, you know, I'm 48 years old. I think they're probably, you know, 5 to 10 years older than me. That roof will outlast them. That roof will outlast me, you know? I always tell people, in 49 years, when you're looking for someone to replace the roof, call GAF because I'm not going to be around. So, and a lot of times people will say the same, I'm not going to be around either. So, you know.
Well, and again, as a homeowner, you think of sexy purchases for your home. You think deck or redoing the kitchen. Right. Roof doesn't leap out at you. But it can be. Especially some of the products that you guys offer.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not only adding value to the home or doing a necessary repair, but adding some real beauty to it, too.
Oh, yeah. Different colors, different styles of shingles. You know, a lot of people back in the day just had the old three-tab style of shingles. Those have gone the way of the dodo bird. You can still get them if that's really what you want.
Right.
But, you know, the architectural shingles now that you see on most houses, the beauty of them, it's unmatched. And like I say, the colors, the warranty, it's one of those things where if it's time to get a roof, bite the bullet now. Know that you won't have to mess with it again, like I say, for 50 years if you go through us. You know, and the way we offer that, just so everyone knows, we are what are considered master elite roofers through GAF. GAF is the number one shingle company in the U.S., and we go through, all of us go through additional training. Last week, I was down with our owner in Cherokee, North Carolina, sitting in seminars listening to how to install roofs. I don't install the roofs, but I have to know.
Well, of course you do.
Yeah. In order for us to have that status of master elite, there's very few of us in the region. I can think of only three from Roanoke down to Withville, Martinsville, up into Botetourt and Catawba. There's only three of us.
Nice.
So, you know,
nice to have that distinction.
Yeah. And, you know. And we are, again, the three companies that are trying to change the narrative of what this is.
I was going to circle back to that. And again, this is Paul Van Wagner, Southern Roofing and Restoration. You talk about master elite, learning these things, advanced technology.
Yeah.
That all goes into that changing the narrative.
Right, exactly. Again, you can find three-tab shingles, and you can find individuals that will put those on your roof. Good luck finding them if something goes wrong.
Yeah, that's exactly. Well, I mean, is it as simple to say, Paul, you get what you pay for?
It is, 100%. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Absolutely.
I have pants that I bought 15 years ago, mm-hmm. but they were darn good quality pants.
Right.
And
right.
Other ones, you know, I mean, if I get them on the cheap, they're not going to last very long.
Yeah. 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 I've had people say to me, you know, I've given quotes on roofs and I've had people say to me, you know, I'm going with someone else. They were half the price.
Yeah.
And my response to them is good luck.
Yeah.
If price is what's driving you, great. You can get it for cheap.
Yeah.
But you're going to put it back on again in 10 years.
Right.
So,
right.
You know.
Some of the other products Southern Roofing and Restoration provides.
So what I tell people is basically if it attaches to the outside of your house, we do it.
Huh.
Gutters, fascia soffit, windows, siding, doors, decks, patios, not concrete patios, but okay. If you want, you know, like a front deck patio on your house, we can do that. You know, we've got, if you go to our website, southernroofingandrestoration.com, or our Facebook page, Southern Roofing and Restoration, lots of great examples there. We just did a house in Smith Mountain Lake. The people bought the house sight unseen, and when they first got to the house, the conversation was, do we renovate this thing or tear it down and start over? It was that bad.
Hmm.
We convinced them, let's renovate it. There are some great videos on our Facebook page. If it's one of the first things up there. If you look for the house that started out brown and ended up white, that's the house. We took it right down to the studs on the outside, everything right from the roof all the way down to the foundation. And now it doesn't even look the same. It is absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous.
So what is it about your company, Paul? I mean, obviously you wanted to go to work there.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, aside from quality, great products, good people. I mean, maybe that's it.
That's a lot of it.
I mean, what made you decide, I'm going to change my career for this?
Culture.
Yeah.
I'm a big culture person, right? You know, I want to roll into the office and know that it's a good place to be, right? Like,
right.
I do not want to walk into the office and go, oh, crap, I got
another day.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, the culture is amazing. Like you said, the products are fantastic. I mean, we can do on the siding end of things, we can do anything from your basic vinyl siding right up to LP Smart Side, which is an amazing product. In fact, if anyone is in the Mud Pike area and wants to drive by about midway between Radford and Christiansburg, on the highway side of Mud Pike, there is a brand new construction. It is a white house. We did the siding on that house. That pops.
Right.
When you drive by, it almost glows. It's so bright.
Wow.
And, you know, I tell people all the time, if you want to see what we do for work, take a ride by that place, because that's about a week and a half worth of siding, and I'm darn proud of it.
Right. I almost bought a house on Mud Pike, by the
way.
Yeah. I mean, again, it's about halfway down.
Yeah.
It's a little bit up a hill, mm-hmm. woods, and it's got cedar siding all the way around it. But what attracted us to it was every room had either porch or balcony.
Oh, very nice.
Every single room.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Anyway.
Nothing wrong with that.
Anecdotal.
Yeah.
So 6 months ago, you're doing radio.
Yeah.
Now you're with Southern Roofing and Restoration. What have you learned about yourself in that time?
I always thought I was a good salesperson.
Yeah.
This job humbled me for a little while.
Okay.
I had a really, really good January. I, you know, in this industry, if you can close a job a week, you're doing all right.
Right.
Right? And January, I closed 6 jobs. I was like, I'm the man.
6 jobs.
I'm the man, right?
Yeah.
If I can do this every single month, this is golden. I didn't close a single job in February.
Right.
And
January giveth, February taketh away.
Right. And I sat down with Garrison. And this, again, you know, you mentioned what is something that I like about the car. I sat down with Garrison and I said, okay, here's where I'm at. And what we did was we got together with Steven, who is our GAF rep. He lives in Roanoke. And we did about 3 trainings. And I came out of that armed with more knowledge than I had accumulated in the, you know, previous, basically year that I had been doing it, you know, part-time into full-time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it changed things for me. So the ability to say, okay, I'm struggling right now. here's what I'm struggling with, and have the assets available to go to someone like Steven or Alex at ABC Supply and say, all right, let me pick your brain. Here's the issues that I'm having.
Right.
Help me fix those. Amazing.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
Yeah, you know? That's terrific. Is Paul Van Wagner, Southern Roofing and Restoration. Anything, Paul, we haven't mentioned about the company that you wanted to get out there?
Great company.
Certainly want to talk about how to get in contact.
Yeah, absolutely. Great company, great people. You know, if you're thinking at all about, you know, maybe it's time to freshen something up.
Right.
I'd love an opportunity to come out and take a look. You know, we have a myriad of options for you. Again, everything from vinyl to the LP wood smart side, you know, and everything in between. So, you know, if you're thinking now's the time, I need to take a look at some stuff, shoot me a text, give me a call, and I can definitely help you out.
Well, and I know the website, when I looked at it, was like ideas. It was like, oh, I didn't know I could get something like that, you know. Again, the roof can be more than just functional.
It can. And if you drive by a place, I'm actually working with a lady right now in Roanoke, and she knows exactly what she wants because she's driven by, if I say 400, I'm probably lying to you, it's more than that, houses,
right?
You know, in the last year, and just kind of picking, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
I like this style rock, and I like this color, and I like that roof, and I want this for my porch. And, you know, we're getting close to closing on that job, and it's fun to see people kind of put their ideas out there and then us to kind of transform them into what they want. So
right.
I very much enjoy that part of it.
Well, interesting conversation. Again, if you hate roofers, give Paul a call.
Give me a call. I hate him also.
Yeah.
I hate him also.
Well, again, I think that changing the narrative is an important thing. Yeah. Fairness, honesty, transparency, all of that, that especially when you are looking into a product that you don't buy very often.
Right. Right.
Got to trust the person you're buying it from. Yeah.
Let's face it, you probably buy one in your lifetime.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, unless you're a flipper or something like that,
right.
You know. And I should probably also mention we also do metal roofs. I will strongly warn people, you have to really want metal.
Yeah.
a $10,000 shingle roof is probably going to cost you around $40,000 if you want metal. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, metal's pretty, but we always think, what happens if it hails? You know? I mean, just the sound alone.
Right. Yeah. It'd be deafening.
I don't know. All right. Paul Van Wagner. Thank you, Paul.
Absolutely.
Thank you for being here, sharing your story and telling us about Southern Roofing and Restoration. Keep them in mind, you know, next time the need or the urge arises.
Exactly.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. It's Business Spotlight on WRAD and the WRAD Talk Network. Thank you again.
This has been the NRV Business Spotlight on WRAD. If you missed any of today's program or any past program, find it online at WRADradio.com. And listen next Saturday morning at 11 for the next NRV Business Spotlight on the WRAD Talk Network.